Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now it's time to meet the 2006 All-Star.
We've got a guest who's going to join us on guitar, acoustic guitar.
Bronson Arroyo gets the win. He goes the distance.
He called this place his home for quite a while, and one of those rings we were talking about before, he's a proud owner of.
Alex Rodriguez swipe at the left arm of Bronson Arroyo.
Runners go. Red Sox force game seven. A tremendous pitching performance by Schilling, Arroyo, and Keith Bolt.
He used to stand on that mound right there, and he's still standing on the mound in a different city, but part of his rehab is playing guitar.
1-1 pitch, he swings and drills one back into deep left field. Did he get it all? He did. Home run. Bronson Arroyo just lit up John Eli with a line drive home run into the seats and left.
He hasn't been back here for a while, so it's a real pleasure and privilege and honor to have him join us back in his home.
And there is a strikeout for Bronson Arroyo. That is strikeout number 1,500 for his career.
Please welcome on the acoustic guitar to play this next one with us.
From the Cincinnati Reds, pitcher Bronson Arroyo.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the score.
Exciting for us to get the opportunity to talk with Bronson Arroyo. He joins us now on the Circa Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. The Cubs and the Reds are going to play tonight in Cincinnati. Speaks told me the story, Bronson. I didn't know this, that you were in full uniform on opening day on a flatbed doing your thing.
Yeah, it was. First of all, kudos to that whoever put that together, man. That was really cool. I mean, it's not every day that one of your childhood heroes gets to talk about you like that on stage. And that was Eddie Vedder there from Pearl Jam in Fenway Park. But, you know, on opening day this year, the parade for the Cincinnati Reds is, it's a big deal, right? And I've done it a few times and they asked me to do it again. And I thought, you know, I'm tired of waving at people and not feeling like you can actually impact them in any way, right? You can't shake their hand. You can't say hi to them. So I just thought, hey, if we put the band on the back of a flatbed truck, it's about an hour. We're moving nice and slow as it is. We might as well just touch the people with the music and give them something to hear as all these different floats are going by most of the time with not a lot of music. So it was just a ball. And I figured if I was going to put on a uniform again, hey, what better time to do it? So at least people would not, you know, they would know exactly who I was by seeing the uniform, because some people might not know you after 8 years of retirement, you know, regardless of how long you played in a certain city.
Bronson Arroyo is a badass singer, and I've seen him many times, sung with him a couple of times. And Lawrence, you're right. That image of him in full uniform on the flatbed on opening day with the parade. I mean, how many pitchers could even conceive of doing that kind of thing in retirement. Like, that list is small. And then how many would want to do it? Like, you got to be one of one in that category of people who have rocked out on a flatbed in the city of a team they pitched for, right?
Yeah. I mean, even just the fact that how many dudes can still fit in their uniform, you know? I actually had to have that one specifically made smaller for me because I'm about 15 to 20 pounds lighter now than what I used to pitch at. And so I had to make that uniform for me to pitch against the Savannah Bananas a couple of years ago. And so that's what I was actually wearing. But, you know, it's nice sometimes to just go out in the city and do something unexpected, right? I played here for 9 seasons. I'm in the Reds Hall of Fame as of 2023. And you just don't get to see guys like that out in the public doing things. And every once in a while, you know, I've always been, you know, when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, once in a blue moon, you know, I'd show up to school with a mohawk and Ozzie Smith's name carved in the side of my head, right? And it's like, I'm pretty easygoing guy, but I've got a little itch underneath me for a little bit of craziness once in a while. And it's just fun to get out and do some things.
All right. So hold on. Now we're picturing young Bronson. I read this today. Is it true you were teammates with AJ Pierzynski when you guys were both 13 in the state of Florida? What was 13-year-old AJ like, if that's true?
You know, I played against AJ. So I moved from the Keys to Brooksville, Florida when I was 10. AJ happened to be, we had 12 teams in that league at the time from the 10, 11, and 12-year-olds. It was a lot of kids playing ball. This was obviously pre-travel ball. And so AJ was on another team kind of in the National Division, and we were in the American Division. And we rivaled each other and wound up beating them in the finals 1 year, I think when we were both 12. So we played against each other, 10, 11, and 12. And then at 13, we moved up to the Pony Field, a little bit bigger, 54 feet. And yeah, he was my catcher. And we were on the same team, won a championship that year and played All-Stars. And then the next year, I think it was 2 years later, he was a freshman in high school and I was still in eighth grade. And his mom moved to Orlando. So that's how he gets over to Dr. Phillips High School, where he finishes high school with where Johnny Damon went to school. But people don't know that we were teammates from way back in the day. And childhood AJ is exactly the way he's always been. You know, AJ's, if he's on your team, you love him. He plays hard. He's a hell of a baseball player. He's tough. He plays hurt. And if you're on the other side, you hate him because he never shuts up behind the plate and talking trash to you.
I love the Ozzie Guillen quote that takes that and goes a little bit farther, Brunson. He said, if AJ is on the other team, you hate him. And if he's on your team, you hate him a little bit less.
That's probably true. You know, AJ is an only child, and AJ, he likes to stir the pot. I like to describe him in a way as if you're playing basketball against him and he's beating you, he's rubbing it in hardcore. And if you're beating him, he's telling you that you're cheating.
That is,
and we love AJ. AJ is one of my favorites, and he visits the show occasionally. He's so good at what he does, both as a player and now as an analyst. For you, a guy that had so many different interests, how did you handle maybe not being what the stereotype was of a baseball player?
You know, it was tough in the early years. It's weird how kind of the arc of your career can go. And it depends on how established you are. It's kind of like how much respect you get from people and how they can highlight the good or the bad things in you. And so when I was with the Pirates in the early days, if I put my hair in cornrows, you know, or I was playing the guitar, you know, guys like Lloyd McClendon were calling me into the office and cussing me out and telling me, you know, why do you have your hair in cornrows? And in my mind, I was thinking, why does Pokey Reese have his hair in cornrows? For the same reason, right? And you know, I'd play the guitar and they just assumed I was a guy who was out drinking a lot and I just wasn't taking care of myself and I was too happy-go-lucky and I wasn't serious about the game. But then you kind of, you know, just fast forward a decade and I'm playing for the Red Sox in a Reds uniform. And now he's cool, calm, and collected, and he's unflappable, right? He checks his ego at the door, right? When he walks out after a game, you can't tell if he got his butt kicked or if he threw a no hitter because he's even keeled, right? All these things that they would then attribute to me as something good in the early days, they took it as a negative. So it was tough in the early days, to be honest. Sometimes you get called to the big leagues and they didn't quite understand who you were and you felt frustrated by it.
Wow, that's interesting. And then when you're in Boston with a bunch of weird personalities and interesting personalities and lots of wins, but some trials as well, how does a guy like Terry Francona deal with you as a person and some of the personalities that you guys all had there?
You know, Terry was coming off of being booed out of Philly, right? And he was a little unsure, I think, of, you know, where that train was going to go, because he knew he was stepping into a place that was going to be playing in a volatile situation, trying to beat the Yankees for a world championship. And so I think he came in just kind of with his eyes wide open and just kind of like, I'm going to ride this train and see what happens here. Luckily enough for him that that ball club didn't need a lot of direction, right? We had almost an all-star team from top to bottom. I mean, when you have guys like Bill Miller winning the batting title, hitting the 7-hole, Jason Veritek sometimes hitting in the 6 or the 8-hole. I mean, it was a really, really kind of like a grown's man team. And these guys really knew how to play the game. So he didn't have to steer the ship so much. But what he brought to the table that was so valuable was that easygoing personality, knowing when to kind of step in and be serious about the game, and also knowing when he could feel like another player, just walk around the locker room and kind of be hamming it up with a guy like Kevin Millar and not take it too seriously. And I think, you know, just the overall mood of what Tito brings to a full season, knowing that it's a you know, it's not a sprint and that it's a marathon, and giving guys the leeway to kind of play through the ups and downs of a season is where I think his magic comes.
When you saw him on opening day in uniform, I'm not sure if you thought about trying to pitch, but like, were you surprised that he took that job? And what do you think about the job that he's done at this point?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I was surprised that he took the gig. You know, he had told me that he's retired. You know, we talk once in a blue moon, and I thought he was kind of winding that down. I thought he was going to play a lot of golf in Tucson and shut it down. But, you know, it hit everybody out of left field. First thing in the offseason, the Reds make this great announcement. I thought it was the best move the Reds could have possibly made, because in the average public here in town, everyone's always talking about player moves and, oh, they didn't do this and they didn't do that. And Terry was kind of the only real move I think they could have made where it kind of quieted down the whole offseason, where nobody was complaining about player moves or anything going on in the organization. And let's just play the season and find out what happens. And, you know, so far it's been a little up and down. They haven't really caught, you know, they caught a couple of streaks here. The pitching has been really solid, which is exactly what I thought they needed for probably the last decade, to be honest, to get over the hump. And the bats have been relatively quiet, which is a little unusual, but I will take good starting pitching and kind of like lackluster lineup in the beginning of a season, you know, over the opposite. And so I think these guys still have a chance to be competitive in the division.
Okay, so if they are going to be competitive, how do you think they get to that place now that we're at about the 50-game mark?
Yeah, I think Steer and I think Matt McClain have got to get to who they were in the past, which was a really tough out, putting the ball in play and looking like, you know, when guys hit 275, but you know, there's some guys that hit 275 and strike out a lot, and there's some guys that hit 275 and put the ball in play and give you a good at bat against the best pitchers in the game. And it might look the same on paper, but it's not the same going against those guys. And I don't know what has happened with Steer and McClain But thus far, they haven't looked like themselves from about a year and a half ago. I think those two guys could solidify this offense and really close in some of the gaps. Because a guy like Ellie's going to swing and miss, right? I mean, it's just who he is. It's built into the machine. He's not going to, you know, hit you 320. But I think those two guys could really, like, fill some of those gaps. And maybe a couple of people like Encarnacion coming off the, you know, the disabled list, hopefully at some point, and do that. But if they don't turn the corner here, you know, in the next, like, 45 days, it might be tough.
Talking to Bronson Arroyo here on Spiegel and Holmes, 148 wins in 419 games, 383 starts. The fastball, at your peak, at your best years, fastball was what, 89? I mean, 90? I wonder if you would have gotten the shot. Like, these days, would you have stood a chance and gotten the shot that you got and gotten the extended time to show you could do what you did with manipulating the curveball with the different arm slots and the different looks and everything? Would you have even gotten a chance to show the artistry?
I think I would have, but it probably would have been a 10% more uphill grind to get there. You know, it's just people have always valued velocity for some weird reason. It's not just this generation, but it's obviously getting a little worse when you're talking about we can see spin rates on a computer and also that everybody's throwing, you know, 3-4 mile an hour harder than they did in the 90s. So I still think I get there for the mere fact that, you know, pitching in the minor leagues, I was 40 games over 500. And if a guy's continuing to put up 10, 11, 12 wins and throw you 150, 160 innings in the minor leagues year after year after year, I think you get that opportunity no matter what. But, you know, I mean, I was in 2003, I was in Pawtucket. I already had about 2 years of big league service time, and I'm in AAA with the Red Sox. And if I have a bad season that year, I'm probably stamped a minor league player for the rest of my career. And then, you know, I get called to the big leagues and I pitch in the playoffs in 03 and then never go back to the minor leagues. And sometimes that felt like, you know, a flip of a coin or maybe a little bit of fate. And you just never really know. And for guys like myself who are just crafty and you need, you know, more than maybe just a couple of starts to really prove yourself, it's disappointing sometimes to see where the game is going because they're pulling guys out after five innings constantly, and all they want to see is 95 to 100 with a nasty slider. And sometimes I think that takes the beauty of the art of pitching out.
So from your perspective, because I imagine that whether it's young pitchers or parents of pitchers, they ask you, how should their son go about trying to do what you did and make it to the major leagues? What advice do you give, if any?
Yeah, you know, usually if I'm talking about somebody who's serious about pitching, two things that I think make a guy, you know, able to get outs consistently. It's having command, but also having consistent shape on your pitches. So I want a guy who can throw the ball relatively in an area, but I also need his sinker to have the same angle most of the time. I need his breaking ball. If it's going to be, you know, 12 to 7 or 11 to 7 or 12 to 6, whatever the shape is on it, I want him to know what that shape is. And I describe it in a way that if you are playing paintball and I had a paintball gun that curved to the right all the time, it would be fine if it always did that because you could just, you know, set up to the left, play for the curve and still, you know, kill some people. But if I have a gun that goes right most of the time and shoots left once in a blue moon, you're dead in the water, right? And so I need guys who throw sinkers to be able to have that same sink and not have the ball cut once in a blue moon. And so I really try to emphasize that because people, you don't hear people talk about that a whole lot. You hear them talk about location, but you don't hear about consistency and shape of pitch.
The Bronson Arroyo Band is full of legit players, including Bronson himself. And I think you can tell people the truth now about the quality of Theo Epstein on guitar. Like with the, it's time to let that one fly. You know, go ahead and rate Theo on the 20 to 80 scouting scale on guitar.
Well, you know, I'm partly biased because no matter where I am, I've been playing for 25 years and I play every day and I still consider myself a trash guitar player, right? I'm a rhythm guitar player. But Theo doesn't pick up the guitar that much, especially by himself. He doesn't sit and, you know, make music by himself. You know, he's either playing behind a band and kind of hiding behind it. But Theo's a rhythm guitar player, very average. He'll tell you that himself, you know, nothing special about it. If he dug into it, I'm sure he could play lead and get better at it. But, you know, he's like me. He's kind of a novice guitar player. And you know, those real, you know, being a great player, man, especially playing lead and not just rhythm, it takes a lot of focus and a lot of time, and I just don't think he wants to put in that type of work.
You still out there singing and playing a lot, huh? Every day you're playing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at least in the basement every day playing with it. Yeah, I've been writing a lot. I've written 41 original songs in the last year with a kid named Joe Jordan, who's on Atlantic Records. And some of those songs have been that I'm writing with him have been put out. I put 8 of those songs out on a record called Life Lessons. I got another 8 coming out any day now as soon as it's mixed and mastered, and I'm going to do one more. And these are all kind of folky songs, but I'm working as I'm writing them. You know, it takes a while to sit and kind of get them into your bones and feel like you could present them to somebody. And I'm trying something new where I write the song and then I get them in my bones and play them for people in their living rooms. And then after I feel like I have it owned, then I go and record it. And it's allowed me to kind of sing some different melodies or find something new in the song as you're kind of crafting it and getting it into your system and learning it over time.
Bronson, this was an absolute treat. Thank you so much for jumping on with us, and we'd love to talk to you again soon.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, Bronson, good to see you, man. Thank you.
It's Bronson Arroyo, man. He is dope, and he's always been dope. And so the fact that he had a few minutes for us was really, really cool. We have to take a time out. When we come back, let's get into some film on Caleb Williams. Greg Cosell, you talk about a ball knower. He's one of them. We'll talk with him next here on The Score.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.